and welcome to another episode of Pump the Brakes. As always, I'm the host, Eric Evans. Today's episode, we are talking all things Major League Baseball. Opening day was about a week ago. It's my favorite time of the year. That's my favorite day of the year. We are recording from Philadelphia, Mississippi. We're here at the Mississippi Masters with all the fellas. They're out there doing a practice round of golf currently. My body will physically not allow me to play golf 4 days in a row. As pathetic as that is, that could not be more true. Today's episode, we're just talking baseball. I'm going to go over my preseason thoughts, how they look right now. We're going to record this episode a little backwards. I'm just going to start with the award predictions, division winners. All of these lines that I will be providing are through FanDuel Sportsbook. I'm sure some of the numbers have changed by now, but you can still get the award winners. You can still do over-unders for team win totals. All of that stuff is still available there. Again, this is all FanDuel Sportsbook. So I spend a lot of the time leading up to the season looking at FanGraphs and Roster Resource and a lot of the projections on lineups, pitching rotations, who should make the team, what prospects are going to get sent down. And I do this far more than I'd like to admit. I'm on it all the time. And here are some things that jumped out to me. One, I love the Minnesota Twins. You'll find that out more as I give out my predictions. I just think they're very undervalued in the eyes of the public. Not necessarily with their division odds, because I think the AL Central is not very good. And I think everybody else knows that. While the Guardians and the Tigers and the Royals should be improved, I don't think anybody thinks they are an actual threat to win the division. And you can tell that by the win totals. So I'm a big Twins guy. I will probably bet them more frequently during the year than probably any other team in the league. And I also like the Giants. I love the Giants, in fact. And come the second half, I think they will be one of my favorite teams to bet when they get Robbie Ray back, who I'm a huge fan of, especially in that ballpark. The addition of Blake Snell, Logan Webb is already a stud. They were the top two finishers in the NL Cy Young, Snell winning it, Logan Webb coming in second. Bullpen is really good with Camilo Duvall. I'm a big fan of the Giants. Not a huge fan of Bob Melvin, and that's probably the main reason that I don't have them in the NLCS. Definitely not winning because of that, but I am a huge Giants fan. The Yankees. I thought they were extremely overvalued, especially with the loss of Gerrit Cole. Win total never moved. They're still one of the favorites to win the American League, which I think is insane. Not having Gerrit Cole for like 6 weeks is a big fucking deal. And then they start the season, and they're 6-1, and it doesn't seem to be a problem. How that happens, I don't know. Don't love their rotation without Cole, but here we are. I thought the Braves were still overvalued. They won 104 games last year and had career years from Acuna, Matt Olson, Marcell Ozuna hitting 40 home runs. Like, surely this will not repeat. Now, that's not to say I don't think they're not the best team in the league, because I do. But the win total currently 101.5. Again, they won 104 with all those career years. I think they win the division, no problem. Anyway, I think the win total just a little overvalued. And then the NL Central, I think, is the worst division in baseball. I think you could argue it might be one of the worst divisions in sports. And all they do is win games, of course. We have the Pirates, 5-1, Brewers, 4-1, Cubs, 4-2, Reds, 4-2. That's incredible, because I think all four of those teams stink. The Cardinals are 3-4 so far. I think they stink. I think any team that could have signed Jordan Montgomery would have won the division. Not that I think Jordan Montgomery is that good, but I think that division is that bad, and they are all close enough to where a starter like that on any of those teams could have probably made them the favorites. The Brewers, had they not had their little fire sale with Corbin Burns, would have been the favorite. I understand with the Woodruff injury, likely not competing this year, but hell, here they are. Who knows what can happen in that division. Again, because of the division they're in, that really made the Burns trade weird. But anyway, it's baseball season. We're back. Let's dive in. Division winners. We'll start in the American League East. I have the Baltimore Orioles, and I'm going to go win total 89.5. I like them going over. The additional Corbin Burns, he's looked unfucking believable this year. In the Central, Twins, obviously, 87.5 is their win total, like the over. In the West, the favorites, according to FanDuel Sportsbook, are the Astros. I'm actually going with the Rangers. I know they just won the World Series, so this isn't that big of a shock. Offense is filthy. Pitching, I think, will be good enough until the return of Scherzer and DeGrom. If I were the Rangers, I would just literally sit them out until September and say, hey, boys, I need 10 starts out of you this year. Ramp up for September. Let's go back-to-back. 88.5 is their win total. I like the over. In the National League East, Braves, again, win total 101.5. I do like the under. I still think they win that division. The Central, I don't know why. I picked the Cardinals. Win total is 84.5. I like the under, but I do think they win the division. West, Dodgers, 102.5 is their win total. Again, kind of same thing like the Braves. I like them to win the division, but I like the under on the win total. Wild card teams. We're going to go back to the American League. I have the Blue Jays, the Astros, and the Mariners. No Yankees. Kind of liked the Tigers to sneak in. I'm a huge Tarek Skubal guy. Have been for a couple years. He finally looks like he's figured it out after 3 years. He's been unbelievable this year. Was unbelievable to end last year. I have them just missing. Biggest shock is the Yankees. Again, I think that Gerrit Cole injury is more significant than anybody has given it credit for. Again, win total still over 90. I know they're off to a 6-1 start. I'm just not buying it. In the National League, wild card teams, Phillies, Giants, Padres. I think the Phillies, as bad of a start as they're off to, I think they're the third best team in the National League. I don't think that's crazy to say. A lot of people have picked them to not only represent the National League in the World Series, but to also win it. I'll dive into more of that a little bit later. I have the Reds just missing. I think, again, if they were just one stud pitcher away from winning that division. And then Padres, I still have in. That's not crazy. I guess the biggest shock I have here missing is the Arizona Diamondbacks. Now, you might say, how can the team that just went to the World Series and signed Jordan Montgomery out of the playoffs? Well, they played a little over their head last year. I don't think that's crazy to say. Corbin Carroll, obviously a superstar. Zach Gallen, stud. The rotation is pretty good. I saw somebody on Twitter say that it might be the best in baseball. That's absurd. It's definitely not. Gallen, again, a stud. Montgomery, very good. Merrill Kelly, very good. A healthy Eduardo Rodriguez, you know, good. Brandon Pfaadt should be pretty good. Bullpen is good. I just don't know how much I trust the health of Eduardo Rodriguez. Montgomery's probably not going to pitch for the first 6 weeks as he's getting in to, you know, quote-unquote game shape. But here's what it basically comes down to. The Giants, the Padres, the Diamondbacks all had a win total of 83.5 coming into the year. I have all three of those teams going over. I think the difference between the Giants, the Padres, and the Diamondbacks are it's going to be like two or three games separating these three teams. And I just think two of them will make the playoffs, and the team that I don't have making it is the Diamondbacks. So let's recap. American League playoff teams. Orioles, Twins, Rangers, Blue Jays, Astros, Mariners. National League. Braves, Cardinals, Dodgers, Phillies, Giants, Padres. That was in no particular order. That's just East to Central to West. Same thing with the wild card teams. I'm not going to try and predict who the third wild card team and who the first wild. I don't fucking care about that shit. Coming out of the American League, and I swear to God I wanted to pick the Twins, but I just couldn't do it. And I'm glad now that Royce Lewis is hurt, because that's a big deal. I'm going to go with the Baltimore Orioles. I don't know if I actually think they're the best team in the American League or if I want them to be the best team in the American League. Baseball in Baltimore is fucking awesome. And when that team is good, that Camden Yards fucking is rocking. I want them to be good so badly so I can just watch a playoff game and see the crowd erupt with every hit and homer and run and strikeout. I love it. I have the Orioles coming out of the American League. In the National League, as much as I want to pick the Phillies again, I'm not going to. And I will say this. This is their last real year to have a chance to win the World Series. The Braves are so young and still getting better. The Dodgers are just going to buy whoever they want, whenever they want them. This is the last year for the Phillies to be a legitimate World Series contender. And even with this slow start, I still think they're going to be a very, very good baseball team. The win total is 89.5. I have them going over. I do think the NL East is going to be closer than everybody is expecting. It's been 12 and 14 games the past 2 years. I think it'll be closer than that. And if you're trying to be a little contrarian and not pick the Braves and not pick the Dodgers, the Phillies are probably the next pick. And it makes sense. But do you want to be contrarian or do you want to be right? And I want to be right. So I'm going to pick the Dodgers. All of these teams have their flaws. The Braves, the Phillies, the Dodgers. You know, any team in the NL Central. I do like the Giants, but I don't know. Is their hitting going to be there? Everybody likes the Padres like 3 years in a row. I'm taking the Dodgers. They have the best 1-2-3 probably in the history of baseball, you could argue. Is Yamamoto going to be as good as advertised in his first year? Probably. Can Glasnow stay healthy? We'll see. Inning for inning, he's one of the best pitchers in baseball. Bobby Miller's first start was lights out. He's unbelievable. I'm taking the Dodgers, and I'm taking the Orioles to beat the Dodgers in 6 games, and that is my World Series prediction. The Orioles currently are 13-1 to win the World Series. I love it. I love it. All right, award predictions. AL MVP, Corey Seager. He was 10-1 when I started this. I just looked. He's at 11-1. He's due. I know he won a World Series MVP. I think he's... I've said this on a podcast before. I think he's one of the more underrated players in Major League Baseball. And then I got called out. I was like, oh, well, he has a $300 million contract. So maybe in the eyes of the baseball world, he's properly rated. But when you just talk about the best players in baseball, it's Acuna and Mookie and Freeman and Ohtani and Yordan Alvarez, and rightfully so, all of those guys are superstars. Corey Seager is in that conversation. I feel like he never, ever gets mentioned. This is my second time in Corey Seager's career. I'm predicting him to win an MVP. I think he's that fucking good. I did have a long shot at 35-1, Royce Lewis. That quad injury, he's going to miss probably 6 weeks, maybe more, knowing him. You can basically eliminate that. That kind of has stopped some of my love for the Minnesota Twins. Royce Lewis is that good of a player to where, you know, that's a team that I thought could potentially, literally represent the American League in the World Series. And when you take that guy out of a lineup for that amount of time. Now, again, it's the Central. They should probably still win the division. And if Royce Lewis is healthy come October, it shouldn't matter. But he's not a guy that I can trust. Game two already hurt. That scares the shit out of me long term for the Twins. The NL MVP. It's his time. Trey Turner. This is not Philly bias. This is Acuna just won it. They're not going to give it to Olsen or Riley or Albies over him. With the Dodgers, there's Mookie, there's Freeman, there's Otani. Like, that's all. I think that thing does matter. Now, right now, it's Mookie Betts, and it's not even fucking close. He is destroying the baseball. He's unbelievable. But Trey Turner, it was 22-1. I believe it's 32-1 now. Turner's unbelievable. After the standing ovation, he was a top 10 hitter in baseball, and probably even better than that, depending on what metrics you want to look at. I'm a big, big, big believer. First year, new team, big contract, all of the pressure. I do believe players in year one are not nearly as good as they are in year two. I believe that with my whole heart, which is why I will already tell you, if Juan Soto remains with the Yankees, I'm picking him for the AL MVP next year because I don't believe year one it happens. I got a couple long shots at the time. Ellie De La Cruz and O'Neill Cruz were both 65-1. Ellie De La Cruz has looked horrible so far this year. I think he's striking out 47% of the time. Defense hasn't looked good. Not a great start for him. I believe he's 80-1 now. And I'm looking at O'Neill Cruz. I believe he's 45-1. 55-1. So he went down a little bit, or I guess up, depending on how you want to look at it. Cy Young, American League. I love the Twins. I love Pablo Lopez. He is my pick. He was plus 850. He is now 11-1 to win that award. I love that. I had a long shot. Shane Bieber, 25-1. I was ridiculed. He looks like the best pitcher in baseball right now. Granted, it's only two starts. His odds have come down significantly. But I do like Bieber. I think he is going to be the second biggest name traded at the trade deadline. Shane Bieber will be dealt. Biggest name to be traded will be Mike Trout. That is going to happen this year. NL Cy Young. This was actually pretty tough. You kind of don't want to pick the obvious, which when I say it's tough, I'm looking at odds. I'm looking at value. It's very easy to say Spencer Strider should win the National League Cy Young. Very, very simple. And then you look at Wheeler and Gallen and Glasnow and Webb. It's Strider, and it's probably going to be unanimous. He might lead baseball in strikeouts by 75, and I was going to come up with a bold prediction to say that he leads it by 100. That's legitimately possible, that Spencer Strider has 100 more strikeouts than the second highest total. That's insane to think about. I think he wins the Cy Young. Long shot, I had Jesus Luzardo. Again, at the time that I did all my notes, it was 20-1. Rookie of the year, the sexy pick in the American League, Wyatt Langford. I'm actually going with teammate Evan Carter. He's already got the World Series experience. He helped the team win the damn World Series. He's plus 320. Love it. National League, again, hate to go chalk, but Yoshinobu Yamamoto. He's plus 250. I think he's plus 260 now. Rookie of the Year awards are so difficult because a lot of it has to do with playing time. And, you know, these guys are going to have such a head start statistically. Like, Evan Carter is going to have statistically most likely better numbers than Jackson Holliday because Jackson Holliday is starting in the minor leagues. I don't think he's going to be down long for my World Series champion Baltimore Orioles. But there's that possibility. It's the unknown. I really don't like betting on Rookie of the Years because of that. So I try and stay away, but those are my picks. I'm in a text thread with a couple buddies, and my baseball picks have been on fire. I think I am now up to 14-6. We have the Twins pending today. A heartbreak Dodgers minus 1.5 yesterday. Thank you, Daniel Hudson, for giving up a run to allow the Dodgers to only win by one run. Here's what I'm going to try and do. When there are no day games, I'm going to try and record a quick podcast, 5-10 minutes, and I'm going to give out what I'm going to call the triple play. I'm going to give out 3 picks a day, and I will try and record it in the morning, have it available for you in the afternoon so you have time to place these bets before the night games start. If you don't see a podcast in the morning, check our Facebook page or our Twitter account. Just Pump the Brakes on Facebook, @_PumpTheBrakes on Twitter. I will have them on those two platforms every day, in addition to hopefully having a little podcast, little quick thoughts. I don't go so in depth. I'm not an analytics nerd. I don't read spreadsheets to see who's good at baseball. I can watch the games, and I can tell you who looks good throwing the ball and who doesn't. I don't need XFIP to show me who's good. I don't believe in it. I don't like it. I don't care about it. If I don't know the algorithm to calculate a statistic, I don't give a shit about it. That's not fair. I understand that. I know there's very, very intelligent people that spend a lot of fucking time on doing that stuff to help enhance the game. I get it. I respect it. I don't fucking like it. That doesn't mean I'm better than them. I'm just saying I can watch the games and I can tell you, for the most part, who's good and who's not good. So I will say, hey, the Minnesota Twins today, they are at home against the Cleveland Guardians. Pablo Lopez is on the mound. If you're going to give me Pablo Lopez at home at minus 150, I probably don't really care who they're playing. I'm going to bet them. I'm probably going to bet anybody playing the Oakland Athletics or the Colorado Rockies if they're minus 160 or better odds. I'm going to do it every time. And I'm probably going to win 70% of the time. I had an obsession in 2013 to 2018. If there was an over in Colorado and Troy Tulowitzki and Carlos Gonzalez were in the lineup, I was betting the over. I didn't care who they were playing. I didn't care what the number was. And I made a lot of money doing that. So today, the play of the day, the game does start in 3 hours, so you're probably not going to get to it in time, and I'm sorry for that. The Minnesota Twins. And on that note, we're at the Mississippi Masters again, the Pearl River Resort in Philadelphia, Mississippi. It's time for me to go to the sports book and watch baseball and start drinking. Until next episode, peace out.